This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for more cases of a virus that originated in China. The death toll from the disease is now 41, with more than 1,300 confirmed cases. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With officials in China now saying the number of people infected with the new virus has jumped, officials in the U.S. are urging calm. A second case has been reported in the U.S., a Chicago woman in her 60s who was hospitalized in isolation after returning from China. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health.
I don't think we should jump ahead and project what's going to happen. We just got to take it one step at a time.
Meanwhile, Australia announced its first case Saturday. Three cases in France are the first reported in Europe. The new virus comes from a large family of what are known as coronaviruses. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Democratic lawmakers laid out their final arguments against U.S. President Trump at his historic Senate impeachment trial Friday, arguing that if Mr. Trump is not removed from office, he will continue to abuse power. House impeachment lead prosecutor Representative Adam Schiff says he expects Mr. Trump's defense team to repeat the line that President Trump didn't do or hold out anything in exchange for the favor he asked of Ukraine's president.
You'll also hear the defense. The president said there was no quid pro quo. The president said there was no quid pro quo. I guess that's the end of the story. This is a well-known principle of criminal law that if the defendant says he didn't do it, he couldn't have done it.
President Trump's legal team is presenting his defense this Saturday, starting this Saturday. Mr. Trump is facing two articles of impeachment that accuse him of abusing the office of the presidency and obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions related to Ukraine. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Libyan militia leader General Khalifa Haftar of violating a ceasefire agreement despite deploying Turkish forces to back the Libyan Government of National Accord, or GNA. Erdogan seems to be increasingly looking to diplomacy rather than force. Haftar's forces control most of Libya in its war against the United Nations recognized GNA. Despite the Berlin Agreement reaffirming the Libyan international arms embargo, the Turkish president said he would continue supporting the GNA's prime minister. The Pentagon is now reporting 34 U.S. troops have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries since an Iranian missile strike on an Iraqi air base earlier this month. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I heard that they had headaches.
That was President Trump earlier this week. Shortly after the January 8th strike, he said he'd been told there were no U.S. troops injured. But the Pentagon now says 34 service members have been diagnosed with concussions, and 17 remain under medical observation or treatment.
A lot of these symptoms, they are late developing. They manifest over a period of time.
Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explained.
The symptoms can get better, they can get worse. So we may see those numbers change a little bit. This is a snapshot in time.
Asked Wednesday whether he considered traumatic brain injuries serious, President Trump said,
"No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security is announcing a crackdown against counterfeit items that have been flooding the U.S. market through internet sales. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The administration says Customs and Border Patrol will be watching online retailers, third-party vendors, and warehouse operators to make sure what they're selling is authentic. They're ready to impose fines and penalties. The agency says counterfeiting poses a health threat when fake medicines and cosmetics are involved, as well as an economic threat. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Trump said that it was his profound honor to be the first president in history to attend an annual anti-abortion rally in Washington, D.C. He told thousands of people gathered on the National Mall Friday for the March for Life rally that unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House. The U.S. leader is seeking to shore up support in the upcoming November election from evangelical voters who largely oppose abortion. They have been some of Mr. Trump's most fervent conservative supporters. Earlier this week, an anti-abortion political action organization, the Susan B. Anthony List, said it would donate $52 million to support Mr. Trump and other Republican candidates in the November elections. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.